Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode, another prayer. On this thankful Thursday, we continue our series, giving thanks to God for every book of the Bible. We are now at the book of Ezra. It is the 15th book of the Bible and in the Old Testament, also a book of history. And this is a book, you could describe it as a book of restoration. It records the end of the Babylonian captivity and beyond, and the time immediately after that, and the restoration of the temple and of the law of God. It really picks up right where 2 Chronicles left off, which is why it seems to follow that in our English Bibles today. Ezra chapter 1, verse number 1, reads almost exactly like 2 Chronicles 36 at the very end. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord might be by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and also put it in writing. And we hopefully know that that proclamation was the end of captivity, of the 70 years promised by God, and that the Jewish people could now go back. So would you pray with me at this time, giving thanks to God for the book of Ezra? Father, we thank you for the Bible. It is your inspired word, and we are so thankful for its perfection and its guidance in our lives. We thank you for the book of Ezra and the many things that it tells us, but specifically how it reveals to us that you are faithful to your promises, and that you want a restoration of your people back to you, that also you are a protector of your people when they are seemingly helpless at times. Father, we thank you for the stories of the real people found within the book, how we see Ezra the scribe and his recording of history, and how he restores them back to your word and your laws. We thank you for the stories of King Cyrus of Persia and the other kings and their humility before God, before you. Father, we're thankful for Zerubbabel, one of the first leaders who led the first wave of Jews back to Jerusalem and helped to see to its end the rebuilding of the temple. We thank you for Jeshua and the priests and how they also helped to rebuild the temple and establish the right forms of worship. We thank you for the prophets, Haggai and Zechariah, that encouraged the people, and for the books that we have detailing that later on as well. And Father, we thank you for the book of Ezra and how it establishes that resistance to God work, to your work, will come, but God's people must endure. And if we do, then we will overcome. Father, we thank you for the establishing in the book of Ezra that the first thing that must be restored is the correct place and the correct avenues of worship when those have been lost. And for the idea that fasting and prayer with the right motivations are essential to your work and to the work in the kingdom. We also know that the book of Ezra establishes this, that your laws for marriage must be followed, and if they are not followed, they must be corrected, no matter how difficult it might be. And Father, we thank you for the promises and echoes found within it of people like Zerubbabel and Jeshua, who are representative of Jesus Christ and his leadership in building the temple and his priesthood, as well as the rebuilt temple representing the rebuilt people of God in your church today. And again, the return from captivity, speaking towards Jesus and his victory over sin and death, and that we are no longer captive in sin. We're so thankful for that. We're thankful for the book of Ezra. It's in Jesus' name and by his authority that we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul. the tale.